Thank you very much indeed for this. I shall certainly enjoy buying a memento of my many years here. There was a time when it wasn't going to be quite as many, because I did think once before of leaving, and that was when you, Mr. Gray, insisted on displaying all the old photographs on the wall outside the mixed staff room, including the 1953 one. And at that time, well, I suppose it's still true to some extent, at that time I was certainly very touchy about my age, and very cagey about it. And I was most upset, therefore, to see that up. I was so touchy about it, in fact, that a few years ago, a friend of some years standing said to me, "You know, really, Millie, you've been 34 ever since I've known you. You really will have to go up one this year." Well, of course, it's a very long time since since I could attempt to pass as anything resembling that. All the same, it was a bit shattering to be congratulated shortly after I handed in my notice, and wished a long and happy retirement. And I think there were one or two other misunderstandings which perhaps I ought to take the opportunity of clearing up. I'm quite sure that some of you felt that I must have come into a vast fortune, and I think that probably stemmed from the fact that I said that I could manage for a little while. Just that. And I'm quite sure that one young gentleman who shall be nameless thought that I must be the recipient of immoral earnings. Now, I can't quite see where that one came from, unless it might be my appetite for second helpings. If any of my colleagues don't understand that, it will be quite fair to explain afterwards.
I didn't say anything.
Well, of course, none of that is anywhere near, very near the truth. And I don't quite know what the reasons are, but this year I have had the very doubtful privilege of teaching in rooms perhaps A and B, and 19 and one or two others, and I had begun to feel rather part of the furniture here, and well, have you taken a critical I did, and I thought, well, I'm a bit of it, I'd better get up. Anyway, seriously, I don't know what I'm going to do. I should like to try some other line of business apart from teaching. I know that I'm not fitted for anything else, that I'm not trained for anything else, and I think I might well find it very difficult to break into any other field at this stage. But if that happens, then obviously I shall look out for something in the teaching field, possibly in a different kind of establishment from this. And as a preliminary, really, I'm going in the summer for a month to Eastbourne, to the Languages College there, to teach English as a foreign language to continental teenagers. So that might give me some ideas for the future, I just don't know. Anyway, I wish you all here the very best of luck, and I've been happy here. I value very much the friendship of the staff. It's become really almost a cliche, that, hasn't it? Because practically everybody who leaves says it. But it's no less sincere for the fact that it has been said so very often. Thank you very much, all of you, and the best of luck.